She's growing up, man. She's getting older. I don't know when it happened. It seemed like last week I was buying her Minnie Mouse panties and Little Mermaid underwear. I was helping my wife fold clothes. I picked up this pair of panties and I said, "Hey, baby, how come you never wear these for me?" And she goes, "They're your daughter's." I'm like, "Ah! No! No, no, no!" The last time I saw underwear like this, there was dollar bills hanging out of it, all right? And my wife goes, "Oh, don't be so old-fashioned." All right, let me tell you something. If the how to wash tag is bigger than what covers everything up, they're too small. You could wash them with spit, I swear to God. There, they're clean. She came in the bathroom one day, and my wife and I are standing, she goes, "Mom, can I borrow your razor?" I'm like, "For what?" She goes, "I want to shave my legs." I go, "No, you're 15 years old. You don't need smooth legs because nobody's going to be touching them. I want my daughter to have those big old monkey hair legs." Do you know what I'm talking about? The kind when you pull the socks up, the hair sticks out of the socks. When a little boy looks at my little girl's legs, I want his first word to be, "Damn." And I'm losing that father-daughter deal. You know when you're a little kid and your parents just can control everything? My daughter is realizing that I know very little, and this has just been a complete sham until she goes off to college. She came home from high school the other day, and she goes, "Hey, Dad, can you help me with my math?" And I said, "Well, sure, let me take a look at it." When they start putting letters with it. She goes, "It's algebra." And I go, "Ah, that's Latin." That's why I thank God for my 10-year-old son. In his mind, I'm still a math god. Because I can do his stuff in my head and it just blows his mind, which is so fun to do. Because he'll get all frustrated and go, "Dad, I can't get this." And I go, "What?" And he goes, "44 and 22. I'm like, "66. He's like, "You did that in your head?" "Not everybody's got a dad like you do, son." My daughter's got a lot of friends, which is cool. She's friends with the popular kids, she's friends with the unpopular kids, and she's right in the middle, which is where you want your kid to be. Until they bring home one of their friends that you don't see eye to eye with. It's like she's got a friend that's into this goth stuff. Oh my God. Have you seen these little freaks? What happened? It's like the black nail polish, black eyeliner, black lipstick, black hair, liquid paper, white face. I'm sorry, didn't we used to call that Halloween? This little girl walked in the front door with my daughter, and I'm just like, "Honey, we got any garlic and mirrors laying around the house? You're not gonna believe what just floated in the front door." But it's my daughter's friend, so I gotta be nice. And so she said, "Daddy, this is my friend Lucy." And I said, "Well, hey, Lucy, fur." This girl looked at me like, "I will set you ablaze right now." Poor thing. I wanted to hold her down and squirt Coppertone Instatan on her face. Just so when she went back to school, all her friends would go, "Oh, did you hear what happened to Lucy? She got color. Ah!"